Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to another episode of Nothing But a J Thing podcast. If you've been listening before, or if you are a new listener, we're back with a Newsly ad. All we have to tell you is that Newsly is an audibly listening app where you can listen to podcasts like Nothing But a G Thing, but also many and plenty. You can listen in over 40 countries and America, the greatest. That's a joke, clearly. All you have to do is go to newsly.me and download the app on iOS or Google Play Store, if that's your portion. Use the code GTHING, capital G, capital T, capital H, capital I-N-G. Use our code, get your first month free of a premium subscription. Now let's get to the show.
Cause ain't nothing but a G-thang, baby. Two low-down G, so we crazy. Death Row is the label that pays, man. Unfadable, so please don't try to fade this. But back to the lecture at hand.
Back to the legend at hand. The story I have today for y'all is an interesting time in my life. You know, I was a young jit. This is when I, you know, going to the movies was a big thing, you know. Our parents were very slow to let us do things like this, especially myself. You know, I didn't get to see Iron Man when it first came out. All my friends was talking about it, right? I can't even tell y'all what the movie was on this particular evening where I went, but I went with four individuals. I like to call them not of the culture, but you know, I grew up in the suburbs.
So what?
A hard not life, you feel me? During the end of the film, I really cannot remember the end of the film.
They were white.
He's
mincing his words.
I'm not mincing my words.
You said four people not of the culture. White.
Yeah, that's because I like to be funny. After the actual movie, we go out, we hanging out, and we waiting on.
Can y'all let him know if that was funny or not, please?
That's what I always say. It's like keeping it lovely. It's just one of my things. So if you
regularly say that people are not of the culture instead of saying white.
Yes.
Okay. I never knew. I've never heard you say that before, but I've heard
You should probably listen to lovely. You should listen to Suburban Kings. That's why.
Not you trying to shamelessly plug other podcasts.
No, I'm definitely not shamelessly plugged, but I also have done this on another platform. That's why you haven't heard.
Do you go on Suburban? What am I going to say?
I go on Suburban Kings and shamelessly plug nothing but a G thing?
Absolutely.
Yes, of course I do. Oh, of course I knew what you was going to say.
Great.
Wow, you got to give me some credit. But anyways, back to the legend at hand.
Yes. Lecture.
I was a young jit with three under individuals not of the culture. At the end of the movie, we're chilling.
Three or four.
I was wearing, and this was the era where Ed Hardy was big. So I was wearing probably my favorite shirt at the time. It was this black shirt with a white and brown and a cream color skull all over it, some skinny jeans, and I was wearing a White Sox hat with the diamonds and then the Sox logo to the right of the hat. And I have my hat cocked to the right. We're hanging out. We're chilling. And then.
Who bought you Ed Hardy? Because this has. I'm just.
It was one of those.
Nobody.
It was one of them clearance joints that you get from like
you
Mark.
You never.
Yes. Yummy.
Ed Hardy.
Yes.
It was just a regular graphic tee.
No. Yummy. See, this is what I be trying to tell you. How you going to tell me? I remember.
Because I know exactly what shirt you're talking
about.
Yeah.
It was Ed Hardy. You said Ed Hardy. It was one of them clearance joints that was being sold at Marshall's.
Okay.
Or TJ Maxx. Okay. Yeah, that you could probably get for $10,
$15. But here's the thing. I would not have anything to say about this if you didn't add useless details to the story.
That's not a useless detail. It's funny how it's only useless because you know what the story is, but the other people don't. Let me paint the picture while you keep cutting me off.
I feel like you just want to talk about
it. Anyways, individual.
There was
a group of individuals, Latina, Latino or whatever.
Hey!
Latinx.
Don't be racist.
I'm not being Latino, Latina, Latinx. It was men and women is what I'm saying. They got to whistling. So, you know, I'm unless you approach me, I'm going to act like you're not there. Even at a young age, I learned not to give people the time of day, right? But they kept whistling louder. And then they were like, hey, hey. And then I said, what's up? You know, they're across the movie theater, so they're not really all that tough, right? And if you in a gang and you over here trying to pick on one person, you're really not that tough. So as these individuals come to me, they was like, hey, fix your hat, bro. Fix your hat, Holmes. I said, for what?
That sounds racist, and I'm not going to say that.
No, that's literally what they said. No, that's what they – I'm giving you the depiction of the story. That's what they said. They said, hey, fix your hats, Holmes. I said, no, I'm good.
What did they say?
Holmes.
Oh, okay.
And I said, no, I'm good. And then they said, fix your hat. So then just peeping the scenery, right? I see my three friend acquaintances, because, you know, it's not like we speak no more.
Very good.
Three acquaintances, not of the culture. People, and they seem a little scary. But you know me, I'm not scared of nobody. So I said, so if I fix my hat, what you going to do? And he said, oh.
The boys be capping.
No, that's literally what happened.
That's what you said?
Yes. Okay. So then he's like, oh, just fix your hat, because you're not about that life. I said, what the fuck are you talking about, son? We're in South Barrington at a freaking...
Nobody is about that life.
Yeah, in South Barrington at a movie theater, bro. So then it's him and three other boys that come. So then I was like, oh, fuck. Let me fix his hat before it escalates. But whole time, I'm still showing face. I was like, what you going to do, bro? So then they're like, oh, da, da, da. And then they come up on me. So they press me. They get chest to chest. And then at that moment in time, guess what happened? The mom came in. So as we're leaving, I was like, hey, man, you lucky that da, da, da is here.
Ooh,
otherwise,
they lucky.
They lucky, ooh. Yes. Because one thing I know, one, I'm never afraid of the smoke. So if they really wanted to get into it, I guess I would have been fighting four against one, depending on which people of the culture that I was with would have jumped in to help me, right? But I was heated, because as I pushed Buddy off, I was like, hey, don't you ever in your life disrespect me like that. I was like, where was y'all niggas at? Excuse me. Where were y'all at?
No, you probably called them niggas, because this was 2000.
No, I definitely.
This was 2000 I wasn't whatever even, when you was no, letting no. your white friends call, say
no. No, I definitely. First of all, Yemi, stop with the bashing. Secondly,
I'm just saying.
I wasn't even saying nigga at the time, because this is when
you yourself was not saying
nigga. Yeah, because I was no.
White people were saying nigga in 2010.
No, it wasn't. It might have even been before that. I'm trying to tell you that, because I was still playing for the Streamin' Falcons.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So
yeah.
I definitely was not saying that. See, look. Now who's forgetting
okay,
the story?
Okay. Well, 2 years later, them niggas was saying nigga. Them white folks were saying nigga. So.
Okay. That's all I'm saying. You see, you talk about I be forgetting stories. No, you be forgetting stories.
I don't forget.
I
just don't care.
I lived it.
I'm making assumptions. I'm trying to act engaged in conversation.
As I tell these individuals, because you know they was telling their mom what happened, I was like, y'all niggas is telling the story completely different, because y'all really didn't say shit. One of you was shaking, the other one was silent, and the third one, I mean, he looked like he was ready, but you know,
in his boots.
He didn't step up. That's no clout. But you know, today this episode is about what's the episode about, Yemi?
Gang approach. It's called gang approach, but the episode is really about, from my perspective, a PSA for you all to stop going to the movie theaters, because I've had nothing but bad experiences at the movie theaters, and that's what we're here to talk about today.
So what prompted this? Is that because... you know, the Oscars came up and, you know.
Oh, movies. Yeah, no, not really.
Just the art and everything.
No, I think what prompted this is that I remembered the story about you almost getting jumped, and I thought that it would be a funny story.
Oh.
But on the contrary, I don't know if the story you told was that
funny.
I mean,
you cut me off damn near the whole entire time. So, excuse me, if you didn't allow you... You can't interrupt.
Because this is nothing but a G thing. This is not nothing but a day G thing.
Hold on. But
and that's what sometimes the stories be.
The first part was, has always been what it's been. It's a story from our past that relates to the episode, right? Mm-hmm. So, similar to what happened to Chris Rock, you can't interrupt the comedian and get mad that the joke did not land. That might be in poor taste, but still.
I was going to say that has... that.
No!
Apples and oranges.
Apples and oranges. You got to let the joke flow, or you got to let the story play itself out.
We knew what the joke was both times.
What was the joke?
We don't have to talk about it, because this is not another episode. This is not another podcast that's going to talk about the situation and try to decipher it. We might address that. We might not. But I mean,
I wasn't talking about that. I was talking about the story that I
told. Oh, the story. Yeah. I mean, it was just you telling it. There was no landing strip or anything like that. It's just you... stating what happened, but in the mix of you stating what happened, we were supposed to get to the point, which is really stop going to the movie theaters. From my perspective, Deja's here to talk about gang approach,
but you
in the gang mentality.
But you have never been somebody that likes going to public events like that, though. So it doesn't really matter.
I don't think the movies is a public event.
It definitely is.
You paid it to sit and do something that you can do
at home.
At home now, as we've seen, because of, you know, COVID and lockdown, movies are more accessible to us. But even when they weren't, I wasn't going to the movie theaters.
I thought this would always be a thing, though. I've always been of the belief that
movie theaters would lose its allure.
Of course, because if you have a nice home and surround system, you're already in the movies, right? I mean, even
you start
if
you're making money, you're going to get you a home theater.
No, I don't really care about stuff like that. I care about more of a, I mean, I might have some nice speakers and stuff like that just because, you know, I care about music, right? You hear it all the time, right? Me and my Google speakers and homes. I mean, I'm always playing music, you know, setting the vibe in my space. So I probably will have something similar to that. Like, I'll have a nice I'll have a really nice speakers. They'll probably look really nice. They'll be look aesthetic.
I don't like the way you're side eyeing me.
I'm side-eyeing you because I'm not facing you.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe you should change. I don't know.
What is going on with you today?
I don't. I'm fine. I'm just. I don't like the way. Maybe you should change. Change the way you're sitting. I'm just giving the people visuals because they're not here with us.
Yeah, and they would see me trying to talk to you and also looking at my phone to make sure that we staying on course with the script.
We're on topic.
Right. Mm-hmm. So you're talking about the movies.
Yes.
What's the last movie that you've seen?
So this is the last movie, the latest movie that you can remember. So the latest first movie you saw in the movie theaters. And for me, that was Enough with Jennifer Lopez.
Good movie.
And I think
very good movie.
I don't know the white man name specifically, but I'm going to just say Ben Affleck because that's the first one that came to my mind.
It wasn't Ben Affleck.
All white men look alike to me. No shade. But yeah, that was the first movie that I seen in the theaters.
Damn.
And it was traumatizing for me because I was definitely too young to be in there watching that movie.
2004 is when that movie came out, I believe. 2004 or 2006.
You could just be saying anything. You don't know when it really came out. You can Google
look
it, though.
Look it up.
So we can know what age we were, because we was definitely too young, and I'm going to continue telling the story. So we went with some of our like childhood friends. Rest in peace, Jumai.
So guess what year the movie came out?
2004.
2002.
2002. So how old were we? That was 20 years ago? Five?
No, Yemi. We didn't see that movie in
We saw it in the theaters when it came out. So if it came out in 2002,
we weren't that young.
That's 20.
We were definitely like
19 years ago.
I was probably seven or eight.
Okay, too young to be watching a movie on domestic violence. What's tea? Am I tweaking or?
It was a good movie though.
You could be 5, 6, 7, 8.
I was 7, 8. I was like, this is a good movie. Yeah.
I was traumatized for a really long time. Really? I think that's probably why I fear white men now. That was a reach. But no, like I was scared. I thought it was a scary movie. I was in there covering my eyes. You know, when she was in the car and he was chasing her, or when she was in the house and he was beating on her, I sometimes close my eyes and I can still see her with the short haircut, you know, scratched up, bruised up. And they talking about the mama talking about some, damn, he got you too. Or the end of the movie where the police was like, you one of the lucky ones.
I completely forgot.
So that these niggas know that these niggas is.
Well, he had the cops in his right hand pocket.
Yeah. I'm like, this is a shitty movie. It's a subject matter.
And now I depict real life.
Yeah.
It really does.
I'm sure. Fortunately for her, she got away. Some people end up dead.
Of course.
So
if you beat women, it's not something you're not used to. If you can get to the point where you can like normalize that in your head, it's not something that you won't do again. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like if you do drugs, you probably going to do drugs again, no matter how, because, you know, I mean, or drink alcohol. Like,
So domestic violence is an addiction. Beating somebody is an addiction.
I wouldn't go that far.
It's more of a mental illness if we're being serious. There's a chemical imbalance in your brain that makes you think that doing something that you shouldn't be doing is something you should be doing.
You could say that for drugs.
Yes. These are all things that affect the chemistry of your brain. So they are.
But there's healthy ways to do drugs, right? Like, okay, you can drink in moderation, mm-hmm, and it'd be fine, right? You can have a glass of wine and that's actually good for your health.
Okay.
You can smoke weed and it be like, a lot of the studies are saying that it's good to like relieve what's the word that starts with an I? Inflammation, irritation in your muscles, stuff like that.
I believe you. I mean,
I'm saying like that stuff, like those drugs, yes. But if you pop in Molly and all that stuff, yeah, that's not it. But that's the first movie you saw.
That I remember watching in the movie theater. And then from there, some other things. I remember seeing Run Chicken Run or
Chicken Run.
Yeah,
Chicken Run,
or whatever that was in the movie theaters.
That might have been the sequel to Chicken Run.
Okay.
It was. It was.
So, but, you know, just talking about, I personally hate going to the movie theaters. Don't ask me.
Why is that?
I don't like being there. I don't like the experience. The tickets are usually too high. I don't like being in, well,
me and you have very different viewpoints on the movies.
Yeah, I think that the ticket prices are too expensive. I don't support paying for overpriced food.
Trash ass food, by the way.
I'm okay with the popcorn, but like paying
popcorn.
$7 for an icy, excuse me, and you gotta have an icy when you at the movie theater. You gotta have popcorn, right? These are things you have to have.
I never get an icy when I'm at the movie theater.
So, well, me. If I'm going to enjoy. So if I have to, then that's what I'm going to do. I don't like being in like dark, cold places, stationary, because if a place is cold enough, I'm going to fall asleep or I'm going to be irritated because I'm cold. Like it's like very two polar, you know, sides of the spectrum. I'm either going to be like very detached and disconnected from the movie or I'm going to fall asleep. And I don't like sitting down like for long periods of time, unable to do other things. So like if you're watching a movie, you can't be on your phone or else you'll miss something. And I literally watch TV and everything on my phone, which is a problem. But we're not talking about me. We're talking about why I don't like movie theaters.
Well, I like the movies personally. Last movie I saw was an anime, Two Heroes Rising, My Hero Academia. Shouts out to the kid. I see movies all the time. It's one of the things I enjoy doing, mainly because I like my time of solitude, right? But also because I have fond memories of being at the movie theaters. Like I remember one time we had a 7-on-7, but internet bought us tickets to see Dark Knight Rises or one of the Batman movies after I played. And I like, okay, that was real cool. And then we got like Baba's. For some reason, we went to the movie theater all the way in Country Hill Club or whatever that.
Because this was when Tunde was freshly dating his wife. Our brother was freshly dating his wife.
Well, 7 in high school? This might have been a few years.
Yeah, or when they were dating and that's where they lived.
Correct. So, I mean, that stuff is what I remember. But also,
so you remember the experiences attached to going to the movies. Sure, not necessarily
but also,
the movie experience.
One of the first, like back in the day when we were in school, they were like, come up with like a idea for a business. That was one of the things. And one of the things that I had in my mind is what they do at IPIC now, right?
Oh, you was right. An innovator.
Correct. Like that's
you
why
just didn't have the capital.
Not even that. I just was always, I felt like the movies could have been more comfortable and I felt like it would be a really cool experience to be able to lay down, mm-hmm, get comfortable, mm-hmm, have some food.
And I would fall asleep.
I mean, you think so, but
if you put me in a couch, if you put me on a comfortable couch with the recliner seats, excuse me, and you feed me and you give me liquor, you're literally asking for me to go to sleep.
Sure, but I be again, like you said, I guess it's the experience, right?
I've actually declined date, what they call it, like opportunities, advances, because they asked if we could go to the movies.
What do you mean?
Do you want to go to the movies? No.
Oh, that's not a date though. I mean, you can't really do nothing. You're just sitting by each other.
Yeah.
You do dates. You do movie dates when like
y'all already been fucking.
Been together. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. You don't do that shit from the go.
I've literally been like, no, sorry.
Yeah, if they asking you off the jump, they need to just be like, you want to go get a drink or something? But you know.
Dinner and a movie. That's what people be doing. That's the
dinner and a movie is trash. You do dinner and then you do drinks.
See, Deji knows. He has the cheat codes for you guys.
And you do cocktail lounges. You do cocktail lounges that play live music. I could give you I have a list of joint.
Is this what you was doing with Oyinbo?
Why are you talking about my past?
This whole show, the whole premise of Nothing But a G Thing is talking about our past. Let's not act like we're absolved of talking about yours because it's embarrassing for you.
It's not. It's life. Mm. Yeah, but you can't even do that, bro.
I won't bring it up anymore.
Then. No, it's not that. It can't be that embarrassing. It's not. You act like there's a scarlet letter on my shit.
There is.
There is not.
You have been stained.
There will never be a scarlet letter on my name.
You have been stained.
Put respect on my shit. Come on now.
Omar, it's not me. I've even told you the stories of what people were saying about you in this time frame of your life.
That's fine.
So.
But now they will still fuck with me now. That's the crazy thing. That's what I'm trying to say. People just, you know, people like to ex people. It's crazy how people try to oppress other people for some stupid shit.
I'm not holding it against you. Of course, if I was holding it against you, you know, we would be having different conversations. But I just think, you know, niggas try to forget about the shit they did.
And we I've moved on.
Right. But you be the main person bringing it up. It's an unfortunate thing.
How? You just brought that up.
Today.
I haven't brought that up in a while.
Today, in this moment. Oh, my gosh. Oh, people of the podcast, people listening, our friends and our people listening, our fans.
That was when it was fresh.
If it was not a day that did not go by. You even hear him interrupt me before I even told you guys what I was going to say. It was not a day.
That was when it was fresh.
It was not a day. It was not an hour. It was not a week that went by that if you had a conversation with Deji, he was not bringing this situation up. Even me, I could even recite the whole...
In my defense...
The whole defense that he was telling people.
In my defense...
I could recite it.
In my defense...
You don't have to defend yourself because of
the situation. I'm not defending myself on the situation. In my defense, I've never been slighted like that in my life.
So you said you've never been...
Slighted. That in my life. So when I was like, y'all believe this shit? This shit kind of crazy. But now, I mean, to be honest with you, I look back, I was like, I gave that shit too much energy.
Yes. And after the fact, too. Because you talking about it with everyone gave it a lot more energy than you thought.
Of course. I was like, yeah, I should have let... I mean, I did bury it, but in a good, healthy way. But I was like, nigga, what? Who the fuck was that nigga? But, you know, we live and you learn. Anyways, we over here talking about the movies. But like I said, if anybody ever slices me like that, I know how to boof now. It's not...
You can't say, anyways, we talking about the topic and then go back to talking about...
No, because I'm talking about how I'm going to move forward.
Okay.
It's not about... Tie
it to movies or let's move forward.
Well, you keep cutting me off. Today is what? Cut off Deji Day? Shit. Anyways.
It ain't nothing to cut bitch.
I've always liked movies because of the experiences that I've had. I mean, one of the most fondest memories I have is when Paranormal Activity came out for the first time.
You saw that in the theater?
I did. I saw it, and I wasn't old enough to see it. I saw it when I was like 17, 16.
Okay.
So I had bought a movie, snuck into the theater, saw it. Scandalous. Then I went into the second one because I was like, man, I might as well watch it again, right? Because I was just like, I got to the movie theaters at like 6:37. So then I watched it, and because I knew what was gonna happen, I made a scene, or I made like a the second time. So when I knew the movie was ending, and I knew it was about to be the scariest part, I literally ran out and jumped like 5 or 6 stairs, and the whole theater was laughing. And
yeah, Deji's obnoxious, and he does things for attention.
At that time, yes, you know, I was very.
It has perpetuated. I mean, it's not perpetuated. It's trickled into what you do now.
Oh yeah, podcasting.
Deji has definitely liked to be the center of the attention.
No, I wouldn't say center of attention. I like to tell stories.
Obnoxious.
And I like.
I wish I could have been there for that. That would have been funny.
It was. I'm telling you. I really, you know.
Deji used to be an unapologetic nigga.
I still am.
Is crazy because he used to hang out with white people. They was laughing at you, not with you. But
yes, that's. I mean, comedy is twofold. That's what happens. Comedians do stupid shit all the time, and people are laughing at them, not with them.
Yeah, but them niggas wouldn't jump in a fight for you if they needed to. So
I mean, it's not like I communicate with any of them. You see, is it what the fuck is going on?
We're just talking. This is what we do here.
Just attack me. I've moved past all of this shit.
We're just talking. This is what we do here.
God damn. Fuck me, then.
It really has been fuck you.
Yeah, bastard.
Well. Let's move forward. So I remember when we were younger, we used to go to the movie theaters with our parents. This is another time where we talk about them showing face. We saw some Avenger or X-Men movie with them.
It was X-Men. I remember them,
which was so crazy.
I remember
we went to the China buffet before.
X-Men Last Stand.
Yes.
Because I remember I accidentally kicked a man's chair in front of me. It was a white man. And this dude would really turned up on me.
Yeah, he was upset.
And our parents didn't do shit about it.
Yeah, they
I was like, you just gonna let this nigga talk to me like this? And that was the moment where I said, if them niggas is not gonna speak up for me, I'm gonna speak up for me.
Wow, look at you overanalyzing. We didn't even get to that part yet.
Go ahead.
No, I was just saying we have a section of our script where we overanalyze things to try to draw something from them that might not be there or just, you know, but you've already got there.
Yeah. I mean, that moment I was like, man, fuck.
I do remember that because we went to the China buffet before and I got full of MSG and sodium and I fell asleep.
It was a good movie, man. That was the last one
That was the last
X-Men movie. That's why I remember. It was the last X-Men movie. See?
I remember we went to the movies after a dance, some dance in middle school. And the movie we wanted to see, I guess we were too young or whatever the case may be. It was like me, one of my friends, her boyfriend, and someone else. I literally sat in the
middle school niggas have boyfriends?
Yes, middle school.
And then people will say they've been dating their whole life and they talk about like high school and middle school relationships.
Yeah. Some people don't ever be single either, which is crazy.
Yeah, that's gross.
So we were sitting in the, so they were sitting in the row behind me and I was sitting in the row in front by myself. When I tell you and it was like nobody in the theater because it was like a Saturday night, 8, 9, 10 o'clock at night. And it was after the dance. Everybody else went to like Portillo's or something. We wanted to be different. So, because that's what the kids used to do back in the day. After the dances, you would go to Portillo's, you would get you your milkshake and your fries, and you would kiki. But we went to the movies. I put the armrest up, and I went to sleep. I woke up when the movie was over. It was a movie with the bird. Valiant or some shit like that. I think that's what the movie was called. It was a movie about a bird flying.
Oh, yeah.
Valiant.
I've seen that movie,
so,
too.
So, like, I'm telling you, don't invite me to the movies. I don't care what it is. I don't care what it is. So let's talk about the last movie. Actually, let's save that for the last topic that we talk about when we talk about movies. Have you been to, remember when we went to see Jump in the Broom?
I do. We're tuned in.
What was that experience like for you?
Oh, I loved it.
It was a really fun experience. I'm telling you, going to see black movies in black movie theaters that are in black affluent areas, is a great experience.
Man, anything, honestly, anything with black people is a great experience, to be quite honest. But when we saw Jump in the Broom, that was a fun, again, we went to, did we go to Baba's or did we go to Sharks?
I don't know. I think we went to Baba's because that was my first time having it.
And then we had the chicken, your own nachos or whatever they were.
Yeah, something really greasy and good.
And then we went to see the movies. And then
we went to see the movie first.
Yeah, yeah.
Because this is when we went with our brother and his
wife.
His wife. I guess they were just dating at the time and her sisters.
Yep.
So like
I think that was how we first hung out.
Yeah. And we went to see Jump in the Broom and it was lit in a movie theater. I'm telling you, like, this is not even like a popular movie for real.
It was.
Was
at
it?
At the time it was.
I guess so. Maybe because of all the people.
Because of the demographic, right? Like Jumping the Broom, off the bat, people are like, oh, if this is like a romantic comedy, they're bringing like some of the culture of the black community. Because, you know.
Because it's based in, about slavery and shit like that.
No, because when you jump the broom, that's how the slaves use it, like,
so, signify. So it doesn't have to do with slavery, or
no, it does. Okay, so but I'm saying that, like, not in the way that you.
No, it's a positive. Correct. It was definitely a positive spin on something that came from negativity and came from discrimination and all the things. But right. what I specifically liked about it was this is not like a, you know, this isn't like a featured film or anything like that. It was just like, or an action movie. It's literally a romantic comedy.
Yeah.
And the movie theater was packed.
Yeah.
Like, we had to sit in the first couple of rows where your neck be back. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, you know, and we had fun. Like, motherfuckers was talking during the movie and, you know, making their little comments and shit. And I don't know about anybody else. You might not like that, but I love that.
Why would I not like that?
I'm not you. I'm talking about people in general.
Yeah, I was like, I'm the most.
I love that because I'm one of those people.
I actually enjoy interacting with the movie. I feel like when people are quiet at the movies, it's kind of scary.
And that's what happens when you go to the white movie theaters.
Yeah, because, I mean, I talk generally in almost every movie that I go to.
Yeah.
Like, when the last movie I seen, right, which was My Hero. No, actually, I lied. It wasn't My Hero Academia. And no, it might have been. Like, matter of fact, one of my favorite movies that I always watch now, it's called Demon Slayer. It's called the Mungan Train Arc. And when I tell you that man, Ron Goku, when he was out here fighting them Demon Slayers, I was like, give him that work. I was in the movie theaters, right? But it's like 15 people. I was like, yeah, give him that work. I was like, no, Ron Goku, don't die. And everybody was just in the theater quiet. I was like.
Sometimes you need that energy. Sometimes you
it's
need
just
the
a dry existence. And that's what I be trying to say. It's for me, like, I don't understand why people like dryness. Like, it kind of says something to, and I guess that's why.
I don't think anything that's dry is ever really good.
Right, exactly. Honestly, dry chicken, dry meat,
dry wop.
I was about to say dry wop.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying?
But I. That just, you know, that affirms something that I had on my brain about you. And maybe I'm understanding you a little bit better.
Sure. I mean.
Because I feel like sometimes sometimes in situations where silence is fine or where negative space is fine, Deji will like to insert himself, and I'd be looking at him like, you don't need to be doing all of this in this moment, but if that's how you feel, then okay.
Yeah, maybe, because when the
maybe
moment,
that's where that comes
when
from.
It get, I mean, obviously I'm all for like when silence is needed, it's needed, right? Because that's something you learn as like a power. When you're silent, people tend to speak or overtalk. But in general, if the situation don't call for it, like at the movie theaters, bro, we're watching an action film. And this is when I realized how jaded the movie theater is, right? Mm. For certain films, right, like Black Panther, right, where, you know, we had all the black people that was really going all yes. out. They made it a thing. And even like the white folks like, this is a really good movie, right? But then like,
I feel like it went on a little long.
It went on a little bit long. But then when I started seeing shit like Endgame, and I saw how white people was really turning up, and I was like, oh, how crazy it is. Y'all niggas, and I say this all the time, white people love fantasy, right? Like,
yeah.
They love that idea because, like, for them, they get to fantasize, right? For black people, the occurrence of being set in reality is, like, a thing that's constant, right? We don't get that. So that's what we got with Black Panther, right? But when I saw Spider-Man, the latest one that came out, and I saw everybody coming back, going crazy about all the villains that came out, Green Goblin, Sandman, Dr. Octavius.
Is this in the the Batman movie?
No, I said Spider-Man.
Oh,
it
Spider-Man.
Was the latest one with Tom Holland.
Okay.
And all the Spider-Mans came back and they were cheering them on. All these people that were not of the culture, right? And then when I saw Jamie Foxx come out as Electro and everybody was dead ass out, I said, y'all niggas ain't fucking real.
Well.
I said, wow, this is really telling.
And y'all, this white people love Jamie Foxx.
Right. I was like, this is really telling. I was like, so the only black person in the movie y'all not cheering for. And y'all cheer for every other villain. In my head, I was like, I'm sick. I was like, you already cheering for all the bad guys, but you're not going to cheer for the black or the minority black guy? Get the fuck out of my face. And this is when I realized white people's fantasy is so deep that the racism transcends the fantasy.
We know that. Hello.
I was like, shit is wild. Y'all, no wonder motherfuckers would be like, Captain America can't be black. Now, I want every superhero.
He can't be black. I mean, he was fine in the Civil War, correct?
First of all, Captain America is as black as they come. He had an experimental drug tested on.
Uh-oh. You shaking the table.
I'm telling y'all right now.
It don't get blacker than white people
using black. Captain America was not white, y'all. I'm saying it right.
It don't get blacker than white people testing shit on you.
Can and not we bring knowing up what Tuskegee? It's going to do to the motherfuckers.
Can we bring up Henrietta Lacks?
That's all I got to say. So y'all niggas over here capping for Captain America being black, and that the motherfucker who played Anthony Mackie is now becoming the new Captain America. Captain America was always black.
I just feel like, as a black person, why are you fighting for America? And that's in general, not in just superhero comic books. But what I did want to say, since you brought up Black Panther, is I remember when I was in college, they had they sponsored the BSU, Black People Associations, all the whatever it was, sponsored a whole bunch of black folks, or really anybody who signed up, but it was majority black folks, to go and see Black Panther at the movie theater. So they like got shuttle buses and everybody, I don't think I shuttled bus there, but I think I got like a ride there, but they had sponsored shuttle buses to take people to the movie theater. And then we would all watch the movie, and it was just a whole bunch of black folk in the movie theater. And I was acting like a nigga in there. So everybody heard me, but nobody else was really talking too much. But I was like, this is a really long movie. And especially since like, long.
It was almost 3 hours.
We all know how superhero movies end. The good guys always win.
Yeah.
So when T'Challa was like dead and we was watching Killmonger take over, I was like, this needs to end already. Because I don't give a fuck about movies. So I was literally in there like, okay, so when is he coming back? And everybody was getting mad at me. And but I made one of my Neos buy me a slushie.
But that's why I like the movies, right?
I made my Neo buy me an icy.
But that's why I like the movies, right? Because like
sis.
Events like that will bring like a whole community together, right? You know what I'm saying? Like,
I saw that movie twice.
Right.
And the second time I saw it, it wasn't an all-black theater. And I was like, oh, yeah, we need to leave.
It wasn't an all-black. I don't even remember where I seen Black Panther.
That's probably the most black people in one space in Iowa City. I'm just joking. But, like, for real. for that movie, like, the way people came out. But, I mean, I still got beef with people that, you know, try to associate black folks with Wakanda.
Black people try to They try to
try to associate Africans with Wakanda.
It's I
still have beef with that. So for Black Panther, for what y'all did to Africa, it's fuck y'all for real. Because now white people be like, whatever. Well, not even white people. People in general, whenever it comes to some African shit, they want to be like Wakanda for Africa. Wakanda is not a real place.
Yeah, and there's places in Africa.
And I wonder if they were doing that when Coming to America came out.
No, because it wasn't shown in the affluency that it was. Like it was
Zamunda. Yes.
No, it wasn't.
We didn't go to Zamunda. Yes, we was in Zamunda for the first part of the movie.
No. It wasn't shown as affluence, like technologically advanced, like a hub.
Yeah, it was set. just rich.
Yeah,
royalty.
It was just rich. You know, people get tired of, like, it's like a crazy rich Asian. People were like, oh wow, Asians live this type. But at the end of the day, which money is money.
Crazy Rich Asians was a good movie. The cinematography, chef's kiss.
Didn't even watch it. But I heard a lot of good things about
it. You should. It's on HBO.
Thanks for telling me something I already know. I don't watch movies because for me, movies are overplayed now. I'm not really a movie buff. I'm a TV show buff. Like, you know, I'd be watching TV shows. I will literally watch any TV show and try to watch it in a week and a half. That's my vice, right? I like to binge watch stuff.
Let's talk about the last time we went to a movie together as a family. Do you remember what movie we watched?
Wasn't it X-Men?
No. I'm talking about as a family. Deji, the family. Me, you, Tunde, Wanu, her sisters, her brother. The family. Mercedes was there too.
No, what movie?
I'm gonna tell you. This fuck ass movie. Probably one of the worst movies I've ever seen in my movie. Oh, okay. Now you know what it is.
It was a bad movie. Tell the people. It was Queen of Slim.
Yeah, one of the worst movies in my fucking life that I've ever seen. First of all, I think we either got there late or
No, we got there right on time.
No, we did. We got there on time. But what happened was, yeah, we got there before the movie started. But what happened was some of us stayed to get snacks. Because like I said, if I'm finna sit through a fuck-ass movie, I'm gonna need some snacks. So we was waiting for the snacks. So I missed like the first 5-10 minutes of the movie.
You did.
I did. But when I got there, I was equally as confused. I was confused at the beginning and I stayed confused all the way into the end. It was so many questions that I had with that movie.
There was a lot of holes, but you know,
forever.
Lena Wei, from what I've seen, she's better at like 30 minute episodes or like an hour or maybe at most.
Right, because we love Thanksgiving.
Man, beautiful.
We love Thanksgiving.
I haven't watched the third installment of Masters of None, mm-hmm. which is just a 5-part episode series where she and her lover are living out in like the country or whatever. I should probably give that a look.
Get back to Queen and Slim.
But anyway, damn, can I get there?
Mm-mm.
Why? Sheesh. Anyways, Queen and Slim. I mean, it started off like any other black movie, right? Like, let's put these niggas in an impossible situation. And then it was like, okay, now that these niggas are in an impossible situation, we're going to show you how resilient they are because they're going to figure out a way to survive and last as long as they did.
I just feel like the timing of it was terrible.
Of course. Right after George Floyd, after all this civil unrest that like people was actually getting tired of.
It was just bad.
And then the fact of the matter is that only one group of people saw it. So the group of people who saw it, and I mean black people saw it.
Yeah.
It just re-triggered them. Because I couldn't go to a white person or even a Latino person or an Asian person. Hey, ask them, have you seen Queen and Slim?
They probably haven't.
No.
No.
They'd be like, what's that? And then at that point, I was like, yeah, you missed the mark on this.
I just think that like in 2020, I think because that was right before COVID. So like 2019, at the end of 2019, it was like the day after Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
That's when it came out. So we literally saw it opening week. And I think people were even on Twitter saying like, don't go watch this movie. But like, we was like, this is what we're going to do. Like,
I'm going to support black people.
I watched the movie and I was just really disappointed in sis because like art does imitate life. But I think that you as a creator have the opportunity to pull people away from their reality.
Thank you.
And you can teach people a lesson in what life could be like, which is why for a while we were sick of, you know, like there was a period where people were literally coming out with movies just to show what life was like for black people. But like white people aren't watching this shit and taking notes, my friend.
Not.
Like you show in a movie where they have literally outran the police up until, and if you haven't watched the movie by now, it's no point of you watching it because we told you it's bad, so I'm going to spoil it. Up until the last 5 minutes of the movie, they have outran the police, and we really think they finna get away and go to Cuba. Mm-hmm. And then come to find out, the nigga snitched on them, which then makes, you're trying to sell this image to people who aren't black, that sometimes it's not always white people who are the enemy. Sometimes it's your own people. We understand that because we live in a society, we live in the we understand proximity. We understand that black on black crime isn't really a thing because we live in proximity to people. White people have white on white crime too. If you go to the hillbilly towns,
they have higher rates as well.
If you go to the hillbilly towns where the rednecks live, they be doing the shit that
they
be doing.
Don't even go there. You can go to regular suburban America.
So what I'm saying is that, like, the movie was in poor taste. I was okay with the movie up until the last 5 minutes of the movie. I've been seeing black people in real life, black people, black women, black men. I've been seeing our people get killed in real life at the arms of white police officers. So to see that in a movie that I thought was beautiful, that I was really excited to see, was very disappointing.
And the rollout was so bogus, like Queen and Slim shirts, like, you could only buy them off the website. Like, I was like, yo, you going all out. This better be a masterpiece. Yeah. This better win awards.
Yeah.
And I told
you. And even just the way that they put it out, like, we were seeing, like, this beautiful chocolate black woman with short hair and this black man, dark-skinned black man, as the two main people of the movie. It wasn't too many other people in the movie. Like, it was really just them. Like, this is an ideal situation for me, right? Like, seeing a black woman and a black man, it felt short.
I mean, it's what you wanted to see, right? For me, now that I don't want to say awakened, but you know,
woke? Now that you're woke,
sure, you could say that.
I don't know where you're going, so I can't give you the proper word.
But now that my eyes are open in a way that they never have been before. I've definitely been looking at shows and movies in particular that have black people in them to show. I'm tired of seeing hard, thug-ass, non-emotional-ass niggas.
Yeah, right? It was good for that. Like, he really showed you a different perspective of the black man. Exactly,
and especially from a dark-skinned perspective. Like, because motherfuckers really, the more you interact with people who are not black, and even people who are black sometimes, right? Shit, sometimes I'll say something and my mama's like, you act like you don't care or you have no emotions. Like, that's not good. Mm. So it's like, you get caught up in that a lot, right? A lot of the times, this air that a dark-skinned man can't have emotions. And, you know, I'm an emotional-ass motherfucker, right? Sometimes I'm learning to control it, but there's been periods of my life where I've been all over the place, right? When I saw that, I was like, yes, this is what we need to see. Like, motherfuckers need to
see.
That's
what I'm saying. The whole movie, I was smiling, bro, because I'm seeing these two people. They getting away from the police. The person let them get away from the police.
Right.
They doing things that's revolutionary. Yes. Except for that weird-ass part where the little boy shot the police officer. I have no idea what the fuck that was about. But, like, we're seeing instances in the movie where we, like, yes, you know, black people on horses or whatever the fuck they talking about, them getting away, they're talking about Asada Shakur,
yeah.
Things that actually matter to people who give a fuck about the black community. And just at the last second, the wool was pulled from underneath our eyes and we were snapped back into reality.
Yeah, that's it. That's
away, shame on you.
That was very.
But maybe that's what she was trying to teach us. She was really trying to teach us that, like,
What did I just tell you? White people can live in fantasy.
Yeah.
And they can. They can live in it and then escape. I told you this when the movie first came out. I said, I'm tired of them niggas telling us what life looked like. We already know that shit, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
We know we get undermined. We know that there's microaggression. We know that we have to work twice as hard, even though we might be overqualified for certain shit, right? Mm. We know all these things. And at the end of the day, when the one instance, entertainment and leisure, you could get us away from all that for black people.
Yeah.
You see, Ryan Coogler didn't miss. No matter what we say, we fuck with Killmonger heavy, right? But we understood that his principles, it was like Malcolm X, right? You can't be that extreme. as T'Challa being Martin Luther King, right? Let's talk about it. But if we need to talk about it, I'm going to get on my Malcolm X shit and we're going to fight about it. I'm going to be diplomatic.
I don't like that you made that comparison. I don't think that you actually read because they
no,
both
no,
have-
no. I'm saying you have to let me finish. I'm saying that.
Well, I just don't want you to try to perpetuate that Martin Luther King preached peace because they didn't.
No,
he didn't in that.
Okay. No, he preached diplomacy. Mm-hmm. So you should let me finish.
Okay, we'll make the point.
Because I said it. I said, let's be diplomatic. But okay. If it doesn't come to that, we won't be about this
then
action.
Then we want
that's
problems.
That's why I
always.
Said you need to let me finish.
Okay, well, because that's what the world tried to do. They try to make you seem like they were polar opposites.
No, they were very similar.
Okay.
Because they were fighting for the same common goal. One just wanted to do it. One
By
wanted
any
to do
means
it.
Means necessary.
And the other wanted to use the systems that were in place.
Yeah.
Right?
But so, we've seen that both get you nowhere because they were both murdered.
Right. Hello. So I'm saying, in the case when I'm talking about Queen and Slim, I'm over here looking. I'm like, yes, we finally about to see us win.
Yeah.
In a fucking movie, bro.
Yeah.
This is what we on our knees talk about. Wow, we finally get to see us fucking win in a movie. And then she said, fuck that. Nope, we can't have it. You're not even letting us have the fantasy.
At least if you're going to let them get God, let it be a white person.
Yeah.
Don't let it be a nigga so now we can't get mad at white people. Because if you're going to give me a situation like that, of course it was the white person behind the gun that shot them, the police. At the end of the day, it was still the police.
That's all I'm saying. Like,
it was a black person.
Why do they always try to take everything away from us? Like, I'm saying, like, let me live in the fantasy,
bro. Let me enjoy.
If motherfuckers could dress like a fucking avatar or a fucking imp from Lord of the Rings, let a motherfucker believe that a black man and a black woman could get away from shooting the police.
It's crazy that in our fantasy world, in black people's fantasy world, we just want to live. But in white people's fantasy world, they want to do magic and skip down the road and Robin Hood.
Be some shit they can never be in another.
And be some shit they never want to be in the world. The parallels don't make sense.
And that's all it is.
It don't equate.
And that's all I've been trying to say.
But, you know, that's what artists do. They give us things to talk about, and that's why we're here today. But I'm telling you, it's fuck Queen Slim forever. And lean away if you want thin motherfucking ice, bitch. You've been on thin ice with me. Since you cheated on your fiance with Cynthia
really?
Uriva.
Oh, off Love and Hip Hop.
What? Are
Sin?
You okay?
Sin?
No. Cynthia Uriva. Google her if you don't know who she is.
No.
This nigga said Love and Hip Hop.
I don't.
Excuse me?
I don't.
Well, I mean, that's all I have to say about movies. We was really supposed to talk about the gang approach, and we can get to that. We can definitely.
What would be the gang approach about movies?
No, it's not even about movies. It's about movie theaters. We're supposed to talk about gangs and would your gang ride for you. But we can save that for another day because I feel like we've been talking.
We talked about the artistry.
And we talked about movies. We talked about movies, which is fine. We can talk about.
Enough. Black Panther. Queen and Slim.
I was going to talk about Get Out versus Us. What did you think about those two movies?
Didn't see Us. Get Out.
Pretty influential movies in the black culture.
I didn't
culture.
Know that Jordan Peele wanted to be a scary movie guy. But he
got a new one that's coming out with Keke Palmer.
Right.
And it's coming out on my birthday.
I'm too bad you're not even going to be here. But
I'm not even going to watch the movie, probably, period. But seen both Get Out and
Get
Us.
Get Out is good. It's good. I haven't seen Us. Get Out is funny. Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
I was nervous the whole movie. I was like, oh, Lord, not another one.
No, but what did Jordan Peele do? He let us have one because the motherfucker got away.
He did.
And with his best friend right there, he's like, I knew it.
He did.
And that's all I had. All Lena Waithe had to do was be realistic.
Who?
Lena Waithe or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah.
I still don't know who that is, but I think her name is closer.
Anyways, all she had to do was give us a win.
Just...
It's not hard.
If you can't get it in real life, give it to us in the movies.
Yeah, Jordan Peele.
What's going on? Like, what's the matter?
Jordan Peele did it. It's not hard.
Even in what's the movie? Us. You haven't seen it.
No.
But we got a W in that one as well. So it's just like scare us a little bit, just so we know we watching a movie. But Omo, give us something that we haven't seen before. You giving us movies where black people die at the end of the movie. It was really like Set It Off. And I think the director of both of the movies is the same lady, Mara Brock Akil.
Well, her ass need to go to hell.
Well, I won't say all that.
I'm joking.
I won't say all that. But all I'm saying is Set It Off is a great
classic
black movie.
Classic.
Sisterhood.
Yeah.
Was the theme, the premise.
Yeah. It's like Five Heartbeats. Brotherhood. Five Heartbeats.
I have not watched that movie all the way through.
You've not watched Five Heartbeats all the way
all through? All the way through. So, but I've seen
Wild.
Set
it's
It Off.
It's actually one of my favorite movies.
Multiple times. And Set It Off is a wonderful movie.
Yeah, I said that. But brother,
because what's the procedure when you got a gun to your head? I can actually quote that movie bar for bar from beginning to
so
end.
So can I. For Five Heartbeats. Is there a heart in the house tonight? Stand up.
So I guess we'll move before.
Stand up.
No we'll save. We'll save the gang. We'll get. Save the gang. We'll save the gang approach for.
We haven't hit yet. You can save it for another day. We get it.
This is not. I was just gonna say this is not the Suburban Kings podcast. So
again, stop shaming my. Stop shaming. Why are you over here just trying to throw shade?
I'm not trying to throw shade, but the reason why they're two separate podcasts is because they function differently.
I'm still the same person.
So if you do the same thing you do over there, over here, then people don't have to listen to this one. They can just go and listen to that one.
This one is more insightful.
Well, those are your words, but what I'm saying is this. You can't be doing the same thing you do over there.
Okay, anyways, go move
and
on.
And my closing...
Stop jumping down my throat. Goddamn.
My closing remarks. We don't have a section where we overanalyze movies today because...
We already did.
We were
did
supposed
that throughout.
To, we were supposed to talk about
we
gang
also
approach.
Just did that throughout.
No. I'm going to talk. You just keep interrupting me. We were supposed to talk about gang approach, but we'll save that conversation for a different day. So, closing remarks for me as it pertains to movies... Stop going to the movie theater, and that's on period. Or don't invite me to go to the movies, and don't ask me if I've seen the latest, done the latest, do the latest. I don't.
Yeah, my thing is enjoy the movies. I prefer that. I like the new approach because I like watching movies at the crib. So if my guy has a nice TV setup or anything, or if I eventually get there where I have my own nice setup. I'll be watching more movies, although I don't really care for them. Now, it's time for Deji Decipher. I have one.
Okay.
Been in the vault for a long time.
Who is it with?
I have to look at it just to make sure. I don't remember off the top of my head. This one is in our family group chat. So basically, it's around my mom. Our mom, she made me pies, sent them over to Tunewanu, and I said something in response. So here is the message. It says, ha ha, TBH, the more half bad, and historically that's how mom has always made me pies. LOL, through have never been
yikes.
Soft and flaky. Ha ha.
I don't know. I was lost. I'm sorry. I won't hold you. I also was not paying attention, but I was there. So, yeah. Just give the background before you know.
I already did that.
Oh, okay. But give the background on the conversation because you gave the background
to what it was in response. So the back Tunde said that the meat pies were bad.
He called them brick pies.
And I was like, Tunde, that's how mom has always made meat pies.
Damn.
Why are you forgetting?
That's shady. Y'all shady, and you want to talk about her on the podcast. I'm not engaging in the conversation.
What are you talking about?
I'm not
you
engaging.
You told me to explain the situation.
I'm not engaging in the conversation.
First of all, we all have something that we're not the best at cooking at, all right? Mom's thing might not be meat pies. That's all right. Not everything could be a hit. Mom could cook now. I'm just saying, if Yemi would actually listen, because I feel like this one's pretty straightforward. Ha ha, 2BH, the more half bad. And historically, that's how mom has always made meat pie. LOL, through have never been soft and flaky. Ha ha.
Yeah, I mean, the words that you put there don't calibrate.
They do calibrate. You're not listening.
I'm not going to decipher it, but I want the people to hear it at least so they
you
know.
You have to decipher it. That's the point of this segment.
I think the point is really just to see how...
No, you can't.
Bad of
what
a
the
communicator
point
you are.
The point of this preface was that I give a excerpt of one of my text messages or something I've written, and you're supposed to decipher.
But so I won't decipher word for word, but I'll basically just say that you were, which you already did in what you were saying, which is why I don't know why I have to go over it. But you were just saying that, you know, mom's food is not always up to par.
No.
And no, that's not what you're
saying.
Hell. Well,
that's not what I'm saying.
Or her meat pie.
No, that's exactly not what I'm saying.
Anyway. What were you saying then? Then just decipher it yourself. What the hell?
Of course, I wrote it, so I know what I was trying to say.
Then why didn't you type it like that? The hell?
Because I don't be reading my text messages.
And like, that's the problem.
Anyways, but you, and that's you're losing the enjoyment of the segment. That's the point that we're talking about, okay?
You I think asked the, me the to give... enjoyment of the segment is really just an opportunity for me to bash you.
Sure.
So I did that. Mission accomplished.
You ain't bad
Let's
shit.
Move forward.
You ain't bad shit. Anyways, move on. Ghetto intellectual, what is it?
First of all, not you skipping things I sent you on Twitter.
Oh, that too.
Oh my goodness. I was going to talk about the video I sent you of the girl in the Mexican airport. Because yeah, that shit had me crying.
I don't know why that was funny to you. I was
that
just
shit
like,
was funny to me.
Of course, but I'm saying... If it was, well, actually, I should let you ask to get a. Oh, that thing on Twitter.
Yeah, that's the thing I sent Digi on Twitter.
I was just like, yeah, she don't know how to handle pressure.
If y'all have not seen this video, please go and watch it.
She just said,
go to my Instagram. Go to Nothing But a G Thing Instagram. It's gonna be on there.
But she is. But she was right.
Go to our Twitter. The girl. So basically, the video. If you have not seen it, I don't know what the fuck happened in Mexico. They said a banner fell. And that's what caused the noise. But they said, some people said it was two sounds. So they said it was the Mexican cartel. That's what they were saying. And they just said that it was the banner to cover it up. But basically, it was a loud bang that happened in the Mexican airport. And right. Everybody started taking off running.
Right.
This girl was already by the door. Ran back inside. Found these two women. And like they was like, girl, get down, get down, get down. She started doing all this crying on the camera, talking about some. That's how she sounded to me. She said, and the lady said, the funny. I'm getting hot. The girl said,
she said, be calm.
Excuse me, Deji. Oh my gosh, it's not even about you right now. She said, girl, put her hand out. Girl, put her hand out, be calm, and then put her mask up.
I don't see why this is funny.
I'm telling y'all, if y'all ain't seen this video, I need to go watch this video because this is hilarious. This was funny to me.
It was situational comedy, but like,
in general. No, it wasn't situational comedy because she wasn't trying to
No, I'm saying, but like the response on Twitter, it was situational. Like in my head, I was like, yeah, you do need to shut the fuck up because yeah, somebody shooting.
Oh, well, because I'll tell you right now, if that was me.
I'm ducking and I'm running.
No, the way I would have said, girl, if you come here with all this noise and whatever the fuck that is, find us. If it's a nigga with a gun, I'm grabbing the gun and I'm shooting you first before they can shoot me because you brought these people to this mess.
She couldn't handle the pressure. That's all I'm saying. She couldn't handle the pressure.
I was fucking weak. That shit was funny to me.
Fight or flight.
That lady said, girl.
Have you ever been in a situation where you heard gunshots?
Be calm. No. Maybe, and I just thought they were fireworks. I'm sure I've been in an area where gunshots have gone off, and I just haven't. I usually like to be aware of my surroundings, but I was probably just not even really thinking about it. And
oh, but I mean, from my personal experience, I'm like, yo, son.
Have you been around in a place where people have been shooting?
No, I can't say off the top of my head. Yeah. Similar to you, probably thought it was fireworks or something like that. But in my head, I'm like, because I've been in high pressure situations, I know that I'd be calm. I'd be like,
have you?
Yes. Do you not remember in the pandemic with our own mom?
Oh, yes, 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 yes. That was a high pressure situation.
You just move it accordingly.
Yes.
You do what you need to do. That's it.
Okay, well, yeah, I probably would be the same. I definitely wouldn't be.
I definitely would not be.
If I heard a noise coming from inside a place that
and
I was
the worst
in.
Part is she got louder. I was like, yo. If somebody really I would have just slapped her ass or done something. I would have been like, look, shut the fuck up.
Be calm. Put her hand out.
Okay, so what's the ghetto intellectual?
Okay. Sorry, because that shit was funny to me. Excuse me. And also, if y'all have ghetto intellectual questions that y'all want us to answer, definitely DM us on our social medias. We will make them a part of the show. We will add them to.
Or you can also email us if you want.
You can definitely email us. It's nothing but a G thing podcast spelled all the way out at gmail.com. Mm-hmm. So the ghetto intellectual question is this. if you miss all your free throws, does it matter that you made the game-winning shot?
Yes, because you won the game.
But if you made your free throws, this wouldn't be a situation where you would have to make the game-winning shot.
Sure, you could use that explanation, but it's still sports. At the end of the day, all that matters is that dub. So I don't care. You could be Shaq, miss every free throw, but if you make the one where the clock says your score is higher than the other opponent's, we good.
Okay.
That's it.
That was the ghetto intellectual question.
I thought it should have been something a little bit more spicy, but you said you didn't want to talk about it.
I really don't give a fuck about Will and Chris Rock's situation. So I really...
It's not about giving a fuck about them, but it is interesting to see how people are so divided on this. And it's crazy. It's not. I don't think it's really that... From what I'm seeing, it's not really that hard to understand, but... Let it not be me, Sha.
Absolutely. Let it not be you. So that is it for the Nothing But a G Thing podcast. We want to thank you all for listening.
Although people have asked our input on it.
They have, our family. And you can respond back in the group chat if you feel so inclined to give your opinion on the situation.
I mean, people listen to us. So I'm sure they'd probably be interested in our input.
I mean, I talked about it on Twitter briefly. So
people
should follow me on Twitter.
That's what I was about to say.
So they know. And they should follow Nothing But a G Thing on Twitter. Our Twitter and Instagram, capital NOTHING, capital B, capital A, capital G, capital T, nothing BAGT. That's on Instagram and Twitter. On my personal social medias, I am Suki G's, SUKIG, two E's and a Z. Instagram and Twitter as well.
You can follow me on IG and Twitter at @damn_Deji with two I's.
That's what it is. And hopefully that's what it keeps it as.
Yes, that's it. My rebranding has taken some time. But it's over. That's it. That was the one that got the best response. So, damn Deji. That's what it is.
Yeah, the other ones didn't really make any sense. But we move.
They did. And they were good for a while. You know, some people liked them. They were hit and miss. This one was the one that everybody was like, yeah, this is it.
Great. I'm glad you came to that conclusion.
Sure.
Is that all for the people?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Y'all keep
it
lovely.
See you guys next time.
Cause ain't nothing but a G-bang, baby. Too low down G, so we crazy. Death Row is the label that pays me. Unfadable, so please don't try to fade this. But back to the lecture at hand.